It had been some time since Jacob felt any real closeness to his friends, former co-workers, or even many of his family members. Was it because he retired from working every day? Or had he retired from a life he once knew and took for granted? He was starting to believe the latter, because he really did not feel any remorse regarding his new attitude or what was best for him. In fact, the contrary. It was like a giant weight had been removed. Was he being selfish? Or was he finally being more concerned about his own happiness and what made him feel content? He decided that there was a true difference. He wasn't out to hurt anyone, unless, of course, their actions or words warranted it. And then the power was now in his hands to act appropriately. Regarding friends, or should I say former friends, he came to the conclusion that most were really not true friends of him, the person, but friendly to the position he held and the power that came with it. Soon, most of them drifted away, after promising to get together soon. However, soon never came. Sure, at first he felt some hurt, some betrayal, but after a while, those feelings were replaced with a sense of freedom. Was he rationalizing? Maybe just a bit. But he felt a new desire to examine these relationships and what real foundations they were built on. Some were primarily business relationships that had developed into friendships, and even though some lasted decades, they soon disappeared when the business disappeared. Some other so-called friends were really friends of convenience that developed through close proximity and everyday contact. However, when these relationships required some effort outside their convenience zone, they too disappeared. Not all of them, but most. There was the occasional phone call, but after a while, they too became a thing of the past. Was Jacob also guilty of this practice? When he was honest with himself, he would have to say yes. His usual answer was, "It is what it is." When it came to family members, it had become a mixed bag. Some contact almost disappeared completely, mostly because of differing political and social views. The separation was more their choice than his. He had his own strong views, but always listened to the other points of view and tried not to make it personal. He saw himself as a true independent. He began to believe he had nothing in common, however, with his younger relatives, which was reinforced by their political correctness, name-calling, and accusations when he disagreed with them. Their parents' silence only encouraged this separation. Family had always been very important to him, and he missed that closeness, especially on the holidays. Gone were the large get-togethers, which seemed to be the glue that held it all together. He tried to replace it with a small group of new friends and a few friends from the past, but they did not always mix. His own children and grandchildren were spread all around the country, and getting them all together in one location was not easy unless he initiated it, and then there always seemed to be a scheduling conflict. He once joked that the only thing that would bring everyone all together again would be his funeral, and he wasn't completely sure of that. Having said all of this, one would think Jacob was a very unhappy and negative person, but he really was not. He seemed to be a product of the times and incredibly upbeat about life and enjoying every minute he had left. If anything, He had become a realist and was dealing with it as best he could. He had at least two or three close friends who remained close and often reached out to him as he did to them. His children remained close, if only by phone, emails, and texting. Would he be happier if they all lived in the same city? Of course, he would have preferred it. But it is what it is.